The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Hi, Pamela. How are you?
Well, Gil, I have two words for you. Sour milk.
Okay. this isn't about what I gave my cat. This is about moving into a new home.
Well, you know how when you move into a new home, you start to notice little things, odd sounds, maybe some quirks in your appliances, maybe some unusual smells?
You're totally hyper-aware of everything in your new surroundings.
And that's good, because strange sounds, odd odors, unusual visual things you're seeing can signal that you have some maintenance issues to address.
Okay, so bring me back to the sour milk. What are we dealing with there? Because I just moved in. How'd my milk get sour?
Yeah, I piqued your interest there, didn't I?
Yes,
well,
you did.
So you see, milk today doesn't sour quickly because it's so hyper-pasteurized.
Right.
So if you notice that your milk or other foods in your refrigerator are spoiling unusually fast after you've moved into a new place, it may be that the temperature in your new or inherited refrigerator could be too warm.
But you can correct your sour milk problem how?
You can correct it pretty simply. If you get an $8 refrigerator thermometer and adjust the control on your refrigerator so the foods and the liquids in there on each shelf stay below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. If you can't get this to happen, then you maybe want to consider buying a new refrigerator. An Energy Star rated one would be good because they qualify for some rebates. And fridges are pricey, $450 to $2,000 or more, but you'll definitely save some energy.
And you left out the middle step, which is kicking the thing a lot.
Officially recommend that, but you know, if you have your frustrations, that's one way to take them out.
Let me throw some other these oddities, like those mysterious noises that you talked about that you hear in your home. So can we kind of make you play detective here?
We sure can. I'm going to put on my Sherlock Holmes cape and we'll give it a try.
If you hear rustling in a wall,
did you know that you can detect termites by sound?
No, actually, I didn't. I knew about the mud tubes that they build up from the ground.
Absolutely, and they can swarm from pinholes in your floors or your walls, too. But you can also hear them. You can tap on the wall, and you press your ear against it, and if you hear rustling, it may be termites. Now, if you hear a different sound, if you hear crinkling cellophane, that kind of a kind of a sound, that could be carpenter ants.
Okay, that means there are carpenter ants sitting next to me at the movies last night. All right, so if I hear that stuff, what should I do?
Well, in either case, you definitely want to call a pest control professional. It'll cost from $65 to $100 for an inspection.
All right, let's go to another one, flickering lights.
Flickering lights, Watson. You want to be my Watson on this little tour?
I was watching a horror movie last night, and there were flickering lights in the house. But no, I've actually moved into places where that was one of the things I had to be taken care of.
Well, assuming it's not, you know, Aunt Martha from The Great Departed trying to communicate with you, if you have a single bulb that's flickering, it's probably just that it's loose in its socket, or it might be about to go out on you. You may need to replace it. If your lights go dim when the refrigerator comes on or you have another major appliance that turns on, that could mean the circuit might be overloaded. The other thing that could be happening is if you have groups of lights that are flickering, this one's pretty dangerous, it means connections at the electrical panel or elsewhere in your house might be loose, causing power to arc or jump over the gaps. And arcing is a very serious problem because it can lead to house fires.
Okay, so what are the solutions there?
In terms of the circuit overload, if you consider yourself handy, you can shut off circuits and tighten loose connections within switch boxes. But if you have the other problem, if you have this arcing problem going on, then you definitely want to call a licensed electrician and have them come and look at that. You'll pay about $150 to $250 if you have to replace a circuit. For a whole new electrical panel, you're looking at $500 to $700.
All right. So your house probably isn't haunted, but it might need a little work, and most of this sounds actually pretty easy. And there's more about this, I take it, at HouseLogic.com.
Absolutely. If you visit HouseLogic.com and search causes and cures, we have a lot more detail for folks.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, as always, a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.